I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. There are more problems at the Illinois State Fairgrounds and another idea for the former YWCA block in Springfield. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, the State Fair Coliseum building, there appears to be structural problems there. You guys have reported on that. And now that's having an effect on shows that have been scheduled there.
Now, they shut down the Coliseum at the Springfield Fairgrounds in October. Some workers had noticed some loose ceiling beams, so they did that as a precaution. What they did is follow up with a kind of a walkthrough engineering analysis. This wasn't real detailed, but they found numerous problems with steel beams, support beams, multiple roof leaks, and concluded that it was no longer safe for use. So the building has remained shut down indefinitely. We are aware of at least three horse shows that have been forced to relocate just since October, and would certainly anticipate there'll be more of that. I should mention one of the largest, the Midwest Charity Horse Show, has committed to come to Springfield in June as usual, but they'll use a nearby facility.
Coliseum, this is some new information, but we know there's a huge backlog of maintenance and repairs that are needed at the fairgrounds. A foundation was formed over the summer. Is there any reason to believe that the Coliseum has moved up to, you know, number one priority on their list?
Well, certainly the Department of Agriculture has said it will be a priority. We're in another year with no state budget, of course, and that complicates matters even further. The foundation that you mentioned has only started fundraising, so you hate to sound pessimistic on this, but it just doesn't seem like there's any short-term solution out there, and we're just months away from the spring and summer shows at the Coliseum. So this could be a difficult summer at the fairgrounds.
Well, they're beginning demolition this week on the YWCA building in downtown Springfield. Still not sure what's going to happen with that block, but another idea has surfaced.
Well, the city's been negotiating with developers off and on for a better part of a year now about residential commercial development there, and still has not been able to come to agreement. What we found through a Freedom of Information Act request, that there has been discussions of simply making that a green space. It would become a park, possibly with some sort of entertainment venue. But that is among the possibilities now, and there's still no final decision. And as you mentioned, that demolition of the YWCA building is scheduled to begin this week.
Finally this week, there's a corner coffee shop coming to MacArthur Boulevard and South Grand Avenue. That intersection there used to have a gas station, had several different incarnations of businesses in that building there. Now it's going to have a coffee shop. Tell us more about that.
This is a small company out of Pittsfield, Illinois. It's called Free Press Coffee House. It's named after a longtime newspaper in Pittsfield. They already have a coffee shop there, one in Mount Sterling, and they're actually doing two in Springfield, one scheduled to open this month at Toronto Road and Interstate 55. But the one we've been watching in particular, as you mentioned, is there at MacArthur Boulevard in South Grand. The building there most recently was a title loan operation, and something MacArthur Boulevard supporters have wanted to see replaced for some time. They plan to redo that building, and probably we're looking at a mid-March or so opening. One of the interesting things they've talked about, Sean, is they're not looking to take advantage of the motorist traffic there. That's a very busy corner. They think this will be a walk-to, bike-to destination for the neighborhood. So it's an interesting concept to try at that corner.
Tim Landis is the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on daily in the SJR.